We've known for a while that not every kid learns best in a classroom. 5 years ago, Vermont began pushing school districts to find creative ways to reach more students and get them to graduation. In Burlington, the school is encouraging some students to learn more about their own city. It's a new program called the Burlington City Lake Semester. Jessica Lara Tickton has the story.
A group of about two dozen teens sit on couches inside an old North End community center, eating snacks and chatting. This relaxed setting, about a mile from Burlington High School, is where students enrolled in the City Lake semester gather most days to learn. It's outside their usual classroom setting and closer to downtown, allowing the students to easily meet with city employees, artists, and researchers. The idea of this new class offering is to get real-world experiences in and around the city of Burlington, for one immersive semester.
So think back to your childhood, think back to those fun and warm...
That's social studies teacher, Dove Stucker, who helped create the program. Stucker says kids' voices are often drowned out by adults. The City Lake semester tries to change that.
That was a real drive, trying to keep young people at the center and their voices and their perspectives really in partnership with adult partners.
Students have to apply to the program. There are only 24 spots, and currently they're reserved for juniors and seniors. As he walks to City Hall, Julius Dodson, a junior, says he enjoys learning about issues from multiple perspectives. Dodson and his fellow classmates in the City Lake program were invited to give feedback to city officials working on a diversity initiative.
I love the idea of place-based learning and being more attuned to your surroundings and learning about the community you're growing up in and having a voice in it. I think that's one thing that's going to be fun about today, is getting to actually make a change and have an effect, which I'm excited for.
Binti Malawiya, another junior, said the program has allowed her to dive deeper into her learning because it doesn't require traditional assessments.
And I think as a learner, I learn a lot more outside of a classroom setting, and also the fact that we don't really have the task of homework or quizzes or tests like that.
This frees her up to enjoy the process of learning, and she engages more with the subject, in this case, water pollution.
The statistic that sticks with me is there'll be more plastic in the ocean than fish by the year 2050. So I want to get involved with the local organization who's working towards making our water healthy again.
The students are encouraged to follow their own passions and engage in research projects. All the learning, says Dove Stucker, crosses classes and subject matters.
Most of the way student learning is delivered at school is relatively acontextual. It's departmentalized. It's just about math class or it's just about English class. What we've done with students and what students have experienced contextualizes their learning. They go back to science class and say, oh, that's why water quality matters.
Welcome to Thrive, a community arts celebration presented by the opening class of Burlington City and Lake Semester.
For their end of the semester project, students planned a projection art exhibit with Mary Lacey, a local mural artist. Each student created their own art to answer the question that shaped the entire semester. What does it take for a community to thrive?
I think a big part in having a community grow and thrive has to do with listening and taking into serious consideration what young people have to say, because they think, see, and feel in different ways than grown adults.
A packed house of fellow students, families, teachers, and citizens seemed eager to hear the answer to that question. The district plans to offer the program at Burlington High School each semester, adding new voices to the debate. For VPR News, I'm Jessica Tickton.